Hello, my name's Adrian Goldberg. Thank you for downloading the 5 Live Investigates podcast. This week, how UK visa appointments are being sold for hundreds of pounds by foreign nationals cashing in on the UK border agency's failing computer system. We'll hear from one UK resident who missed Christmas with his family and lost £800, all as a result of the UK border agency's inefficiency.
First for breaking news and the best live sport.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live. Now, 5 Live Investigates.
Sunday mornings.
From 11. Call 0500 909 693.
Calls are free from most landlines, but some networks and mobile operators will charge.
Text 85058. Text will be charged at your standard message rate.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
On 5 Live Investigates today, the foreign residents cashing in on the failures of the UK border agency by selling visa appointments for hundreds of pounds. How come? Well, if you're an overseas worker living in the UK and you need a visa to ensure you can remain in Britain, it should be a simple process. Go to the UKBA website, book an appointment, and as long as everything's in order, your right to stay here should be swiftly sorted. But we've discovered that many applicants are falling victim to a broken system that makes it virtually impossible to book online. Instead, precious appointments are being illegitimately sold on at a price of hundreds of pounds by unofficial immigration agents, cashing in on the chaos at the heart of the UKBA. As always, we want your reaction. Keen to hear from you this morning if you tried to use the UKBA's website and failed. Have you ended up shelling out hundreds of pounds extra to either an immigration specialist or an advisor? You can drop us a text to 85058, email goldberg@bbc.co.uk, or on Twitter, we're at BBC5Live. Hannah Barnes has been looking at this for us. So, Hannah, what exactly is going on?
Well, we're talking here about foreign passport holders living and working in the UK already. We're not talking about asylum seekers, anything like that. So in many cases, these are highly skilled temporary migrants who are making a real contribution to the economy. Many are higher rate taxpayers. The problems start when they come to renew their visas. Now, according to UKBA rules, if you want a same day decision on whether your visa will be renewed, and most people do, you can book a face-to-face appointment. It comes at a premium price, though, between £300 and £400, depending on which visa you're applying for.
And I can see the advantage of having a face-to-face meeting, a same-day decision. It eliminates any doubts about your right to continue working or living in the UK, and it means that you can book flights home and return flights to Britain with confidence, knowing that you can come back.
Yeah, precisely. But I've come across hundreds of stories where people simply couldn't book an appointment despite logging on in the middle of the night, day after day, week after week, in the hope of finally cracking UKBA's online booking system. One person I spoke to who actually works in IT sent me some analysis he'd done of the site. And that shows that at midnight, there's only a 20% chance that it'll work at all, let alone actually securing an appointment.
OK, so that's what's going wrong. When it goes right, what's meant to happen?
Well, the UK Border Agency allocates a new day's worth of appointments 6 weeks in advance. So every night at midnight, a new day's batch becomes available online. The trouble is that the website just can't cope with the level of demand it's getting. And the common complaint from people trying to get one of these slots is that the site constantly crashes as everyone tries to log on. And even if you can log in, all the appointments go.
And I've been speaking to Paul. He's one of many people this programme has heard from who are frustrated by the system.
You try during the day and you quite quickly realise that there are no appointments available just throughout the day. So all of the appointment slots have been taken. So pretty much what you do is if you look on the internet, all the advice says that your only chance of getting a premium appointment these days is to log on at midnight to try and get one of the free slots that come up as the new day starts. So frantically, everyone tries to log on at midnight to try and get a slot. And every time I tried to do that, basically the site crashes and you can't get through. You can't even, the site won't even load. So you're kind of stuck that there are no slots during the day. And when you try and log on in the middle of the night to try and get a slot, the site won't even work. So
if you're trying to book for an appointment within the six-week window that is available, every single slot that you try to book is already booked?
Exactly, yeah. I even had one try where a slot did seem to come up, but As soon as I went through and put my details through, the slot had disappeared again. The site pretty much crashes from midnight onwards. There must just be so many people trying to get those slots that, for me at least, the website wouldn't even load and was just completely unresponsive. For the next hour, you sit there trying to load the site for until 1 a.m. and nothing. So you quite quickly become very, very discouraged and frustrated with doing it that way.
And did you keep trying that night after night?
Exactly, yeah. So I tried pretty much that virtually every night for 2 weeks. But unfortunately, my visa was due to expire, and I realised that it was pointless to keep trying to do this, you know, neglecting sleep when I have a job to go to.
So were you tempted to pay someone to get an appointment for you?
Yeah, I mean, in all honesty, when it comes to this, you get quite desperate, and you'll quite happily pay, you know, whatever it takes to get an appointment. And for me, the added sense of urgency, I'd already booked flights home for Christmas. And so for me, it was a case of if I got an appointment, I'd get to go home for Christmas. And if I didn't, I wouldn't be able to go home.
So when you went through the legitimate route, spoke to an immigration solicitor or advisor, were you able to get a slot through that route?
No, I wasn't.
So what did you end up doing?
I pretty much just submitted an in-post application.
What effect did this delay have on your life?
Well, I mean, I pretty much had to cancel my trip home for Christmas to see my family and friends.
So you couldn't have your big Christmas family reunion, and you mentioned that you'd booked a flight as well. Mm-hmm. Was there a financial cost to you?
Oh, yeah. So in terms of flights, I mean, I booked my flights in August. So plenty of time sort of ahead of it, and you know, obviously I had no clue I was going to get locked into a visa battle. And unfortunately, just the way that modern flights are, very, very few of them are fully refundable or transferable. So I lost about £800 in flight costs. I suppose the thing is that while they're processing your application, they hold on to your passport. You know, you're not allowed to travel or do anything really. So you're pretty much at their mercy while they decide your visa status.
How would you sum up your experience?
Stressful.
So there you go. That's Paul's story. So, Hannah, is the core problem here that there just aren't enough appointments available at the UK Border Agency for people who want to renew their visas?
Well, you might think so, but that doesn't actually appear to be the problem. Essentially, it's the system that isn't working. There are 400 of these premium appointment slots each day spread across the UKBA's 7 nationwide offices. Croydon's the biggest one, and that one gets over half. But from the outset, a quarter of all appointments are never available to members of the public, people like Paul. They're set aside for immigration specialists, so that reduces supply. And then you have another contributing factor to this malfunctioning booking system, which is the UKBA's gargantuan backlog of cases. That makes more people tempted to go down the premium route rather than posting their applications in, because they simply don't want to run the risk of not getting their passport back for months.
And this isn't the first time, I think it's fair to say, that the UK Border Agency has faced criticism in recent months.
Oh, far from it. You know, just 3 months ago, it was revealed that the Border Agency had a backlog of more than 300,000 immigration cases, a figure that had risen by 25,000 in just 3 months. The agency's also been criticised by MPs and the Chief Inspector of Immigration, John Vine, for misleading Parliament over its backlog of asylum cases, a mistake which the UKBA admitted but said was accidental.
Thanks, Hannah. Still to come, we're going to be exposing the unofficial immigration agents cashing in on the UK Border Agency's computer chaos. Some are even making a living illegitimately selling on these precious face-to-face visa appointments with the UKBA. We'd welcome your reaction to what you're hearing today. You can text us on 85058, email goldberg@bbc.co.uk, or on Twitter, we're at BBC 5 Live. Today on 5 Live Investigates, we reveal yet another problem at the heart of the UK Border Agency. The visa renewal system is broken. British residents trying to book face-to-face appointments with immigration officers are falling foul of a computer system that simply can't cope with the demand, and foreign middlemen are cashing in. We've already heard from Paul, an IT specialist, who lost out on an £800 airfare and the chance to see his family in New Zealand at Christmas because he simply couldn't get an interview. And as we'll hear, a new breed of unofficial immigration agent has emerged. They're taking advantage of the situation by snapping up these precious face-to-face appointments and charging hundreds of pounds for them, despite the fact that it's against the rules. Getting lots of reaction to this. And I just want to pick up one point here, Hannah, from Chris in Exeter, who says international law states asylum seekers should go to the first safe country, not, as currently happens, the UK, as the last on the list. Just to be clear here, people like Paul, they're not asylum seekers. These are people who legitimately
exactly.
in the UK.
We're absolutely not talking about asylum seekers. These are people who are already here, who are working, who are married, who want to marry a British national. In Paul's case, he's in a category called the highly skilled work visa group. These are people legitimately here paying taxes in the UK.
And very often doing skills which people in the British workforce can't meet, for example, in IT. And very often, as you mentioned earlier, higher rate taxpayers as well, who are contributing quite a lot to our economy, but in the case of UK BA, not getting much back.
Absolutely.
Another text here. This is a text who says, too many unnecessary visas are needed. Give long-term five-year visas to those who haven't overstayed previously and accept other EU visas. What have you got there, Hannah?
Dozens and dozens of frustrated people on email. Hemel in London says, the story is spot on. I'm trying to book an appointment every day for the last week. This is a money-spinning mill and causing such distress to so many people. I don't want to pay a solicitor. The cheapest price I've been quoted is £850. And Sigh, I needed a UKB appointment for myself, spouse and two kids. I've been on every night for a week until 2 o'clock. Site just crashes. My colleagues have paid between £800 and £1,200. Not everyone can afford that.
Yeah, Nick says, I haven't been able to leave the UK for 10 months. I missed a wedding where I was the groom. I missed my niece's birth and more. You can add your thoughts as well on the text on 85058. Email goldberg@bbc.co.uk or on Twitter, we're at BBC5Live. Let's speak to Celia, who's also struggled to get one of these same-day visa appointments. Celia, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So what was your experience of trying to get one of these appointments online?
It was a very, very stressful process. I guess to start off with, you know, there's the two options, is the post versus the same-day service. We had to go down the same-day service because for work we're required to travel, so posting our application off was not an option for us.
Yeah, so if you'd done a postal application, you would have had to send your passport, which meant that the work you do simply wouldn't have been possible because you have to come and go from the UK all the time, yeah?
Exactly. And like from stories of friends, people have been without their passport for 10, 11, 12 months and we just couldn't have that happen. But as well, what you mentioned earlier was, you know, if someone gets sick back home or what have you, you don't have that option of being able to fly home straight away.
So what did you end up doing?
We ended up going online. Initially it was during the daytime and I was like, oh, there's no appointments. Did a bit of research, found a blog that said you have to go on at midnight and that's when the appointments are all released. So my husband and I sat up till midnight for, you know, a few nights in a row waiting, but it just crashed. It was overloaded. By 1 o'clock, you know, you'd be able to log in, but there were no appointments left. So
so by the time you could log on, all the appointments had gone.
Yeah.
What did you do in the end?
Well, we had to pay someone. We went through an immigration agent and we had to pay huge amounts of money to get an appointment. But even then, you know, I tried probably about 12 different companies. And some companies will say, yeah, we can get you the same day appointment. But they're using the same route as us, some of them. You know, they're logging in to get the appointments at midnight as well, so it wasn't guaranteed. But with them, what you have to do is you have to pay up front. So you pay your fee to them. Then if they can't get the same-day service, they just post it off. So, you know, you're paying a huge amount of money for a bit of a, it's kind of a scam, really.
And in terms of the, if you like, legitimate immigration advisors, which
yes.
is what I think you went through
yes,
in the
yes.
end, how much did you and your husband pay?
Well, including the visa cost, it came to a total of about £3,500.
Wow. Celia, thank you for sharing your story with us. And Hannah, we heard there how Celia couldn't afford to be without her passport for a long time. So what kind of delays are happening?
Well, I think she's absolutely right. You heard Celia say 10, 11, 12 months. I think those are the extreme, but there are plenty of cases that are taking just that long. But interestingly, Paul, who we heard from earlier, according to the UKBA's service standards, for that sort of working visa, they say that 90% of applications should be dealt with in less than 4 weeks. In reality, though, plenty of stories where 4 months or even longer would be more likely.
4 months instead of 4 weeks. So it's understandable then why Celia and her husband might end up shelling out thousands of pounds to get an appointment through an immigration advisor. But why does it cost so much?
Well, it's because the official legal immigration advisors and solicitors aren't allowed to sell their appointments. They have to wrap it up in a package. So they take someone on as a client, check their form, and then arrange for them to be accompanied to the appointment itself. And all that obviously costs money.
So the immigration advisers are allocated 25% of these face-to-face appointments, but they aren't allowed to just sell on the appointment in itself. They have to give you a whole range of other services, which obviously cost money, I guess.
Well, exactly, and it makes a big difference. I mean, again, taking Paul's case, the cost of the visa alone is £1,500. It would have been £300 if he'd been able to secure the premium appointment by himself. But if he'd gone to a solicitor or immigration adviser, they would have charged on average an extra £800 on top of that.
Wow, so that's a large amount of money extra on top of what should be a simple £300 appointment. But the point is that the immigration advisers who were offering these appointments with other services are doing something that's entirely legal.
Completely legal, but because of the profits that are here to be made and the demand that is on the system, is now being widely abused. These appointments are so hard to get, people are so desperate that dozens of unofficial agents have sprung up now who are offering to grab appointments online and then sell them on.
Yeah, and the point is that the immigration advisers are doing it legally, even though it's quite an expensive route, but the people who are simply just selling you an appointment that you can't get yourself, what they're doing is against the rules.
Yeah, strictly against the rules. The UKBA website says, I quote here, a representative must never offer a confirmed appointment for sale. Any firm found doing so will immediately be prevented from using the service. And yet you go onto the internet forums where people go to get advice on obtaining a visa, and you're bombarded with messages from people promising they can secure one for you, but for a fee, of course.
Yeah, so these rule breakers, you've actually spoken to quite a few of them.
I have, posing as an Australian wanting to renew my work visa. I emailed about 10 of them advertising and I did this from a fake account. I asked how they could get me an appointment when I was finding it really difficult. Half a dozen or so got back to me, all promising they could get me an appointment within a week. And they quoted prices of between £1 and £200. But again, that's in addition to the £300 to £400 I would have had to pay for the cost of the appointment anyway.
So basically, ordinary punters go online, they can't get an appointment, the computer crashes, but somehow these middlemen are able to get those appointments and they're charging a finder's fee, illegitimately, of up to £200.
They are able to get one. And you're going to hear now from Ilyas, who's based in Turkey. He's one of the guys that I secretly recorded my conversations with.
People cancel their appointments, which they can't attend. Mm-hmm. I am always searching my PC. I am staying on PC, on two PC. I am always keep on searching. And when I see a cancellation, I am trying to catch it.
Oh, OK. And have you've done it for a lot of people then, have you?
I did more than 50.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Today I did two appointments. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
It will be done in 2 days. I think you will go next week.
Oh, okay. And it's £100, right?
Okay, yes.
And how do I get the money to you?
You will use PayPal or Western Union.
Oh, okay. But you're not in the UK, are you?
Yes, I am in Turkey.
Oh, okay. So how come you do this?
First for my friend, he called me. I don't have any time to wait on PC. Can you wait for me? I said it's okay. I booked him. I checked the forums. People can't. So I start to do that. This is the problem. New slots are open at 12 o'clock, but too many people tries to book at 12. So website blocks. It's easy to book at day hall because people are working, so the website is not so busy.
Because that's what I was told, to go on at midnight, but then it breaks, as you say, the website.
Yes, I don't try at midnight. I try only day hall because everyone cancels appointments. Also, sometimes UKBA cancels them because they, to be quick, they are writing fake names, like XXXYYY. Or sometimes they are booking, but they are... papers is not ready, so they have to cancel again. It's very, very easy to get a cancellation than new booking.
Do you just sit at the computer all day?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I put my computer in front of my television, like.
It's like a full-time job.
It's like that. Because it's better. I earn better than a full-time job.
Really? Oh, so today you said two appointments, £200.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So do you need to sign in as me, or can you sign in as long as you have my details?
Yes, I need your account.
Okay.
Because you will have confirmation mail to your mail. You need that confirmation mail.
Okay.
I never create an account. I don't have any account on UKVA.
So you just use other people's?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Ah, fascinating stuff there. The real inside story then. He basically sits at his computer all day, Hannah, simply hitting return and waiting for any cancelled appointments that he snaps up, which people who are going on at midnight, which is when the booking slots open, simply can't get because the computer crashes under the demand. It's incredible, isn't it? And that guy, Ilias, is making a full-time living, a decent salary, $2,500 a month, I think he said, out of selling these same-day appointments. And that is something, again, which we must stress, is strictly prohibited by UKBA rules.
Yeah, it is. But this just goes to show that someone who doesn't even live in this country is able to use this system. It shows how sort of weak it is. Anyone can register for an appointment on the UKBA website. You don't have to enter any information or an existing visa number, nothing. I've got one. I can then book an appointment for anybody under any name. There's no restrictions.
Getting so much reaction to this story this morning. Koo has contacted Five Live Investigates. Good morning to you, Koo.
Hello.
Hiya, Koo. Yeah, what's your story then?
Well, my experience with the UK visa booking system was truly shocking. I was a graduate Cambridge University student trying to apply for a Tier 1 visa. All available slots were occupied for the next 2 months at that time. One option was to book through an unofficial agency in Cambridge who took my name, passport number and other personal information for a price of £200. I knew a friend who had 5 booking slots, which she were happy to give me one.
So, Koo, let me just understand then. You had a friend who had booked 5 interview slots.
That's right.
She had managed to get on, even though lots of people have real difficulty getting on the website, she'd managed to book 5. Why did you book 5?
Exactly. The way it works is really simple. All you need is a different email address, and you could steal as many bookings as you like.
Yeah, Koo, we've had an email in that says this is exactly what's going on. This is actually from a solicitor who says that they've told UKBA of this problem, that these unofficial agents are booking appointments in fake names, and then they either amend the name when they get a client, or they do as what you and your friend did. Mm-hmm. You know, they quickly release it and then grab it back.
And so exactly. Were you able to take advantage of the fact that your friend had 5? Because obviously your friend only needed one appointment and was sort of covering herself belts and braces to make sure it suited her times, you know, in terms of the time she was able to go. But she could only go on one day. So what happened to her other appointments?
So she didn't know about the fact that we could sell the other appointment to make money. And when I mentioned to her that there are all the students who were trying to do the same thing by selling the appointment for all the people who could not manage to grab one, and she was thinking, yeah, maybe because the application fee is quite high for the premium service. So, yeah, she was thinking about trying to make some money from it.
Really? So she was thinking of flogging off the extra dates and appointments that she had?
Exactly, yep.
And did you manage to get an appointment and get the visa you needed, Koo, in the end?
Well, I managed to buy one from her because she had 5 of them, apparently.
How much did she charge you?
Well, because we were friends, so she did charge me about £50.
Very interesting story, Koo.
And Koo, this is quite some time ago, though, wasn't it? There's been problems with this system for a long time now.
Well, it was back in November 2011.
And did you raise it with anybody?
I wrote a letter to the MP of Cambridge. His assistant promised to raise my concern, but I haven't heard anything from him since then.
Coup, very disturbing. Really appreciate you contacting Five Live Investigates today. There you go. Coup's got a friend who managed to get five of these very difficult-to-get appointments, and the friend flogged them on, including at a price of £50 to Coup. Still to come, more of your reaction to what you're hearing today about the UK Border Agency and their visa application system. You can text us on 85058, email goldberg@bbc.co.uk, or on Twitter, we're at BBC Five Live.
Across the UK,
this is BBC Radio 5 Live.
5 Live Investigates with Adrian Goldberg.
Yeah, a slightly shorter 5 Live Investigates this week, so we don't miss the kickoff for Chelsea against Brentford at midday. We've got live commentary on that game coming up at 12, plus Manchester City against Leeds at 2 p.m. and Huddersfield against Wigan at 4 p.m. All those match commentaries from the FA Cup fifth round coming up this afternoon from 12 here on 5 Live. First, though, more on our story about the UK Border Agency's visa renewal system. It's broken. It's virtually a full-time job trying to book an appointment online. Foreign middlemen are grabbing the appointments and selling them on to desperate British residents. We've also heard how the system for renewing a visa by post can take months instead of the weeks promised by the UKBA. Getting your reaction to this alongside Hannah Barnes. And Hannah had a text in from Jeremy in London. Says he earns 90 grand a year, is a highly skilled worker, can't give up his passport because he needs to travel a lot for work, and again has been caught in exactly this trap that we've been describing this morning.
Plenty of those, although another text here says absolutely no sympathy for people like Jeremy. Far too many Australians and New Zealanders who think they should be able to come and go as they please from the UK. They're no different to any other country. But lots and lots of emails picking up on the long delays in posting the application and putting that, attributing that... That being the problem, really, with these premium accounts. Ard says, if they can't guarantee that no one will be without a passport for more than 4 weeks, the problem would simply disappear. And then, frankly, some horror stories of the waits that people have had to incur. Jane, I've been waiting for a new visa for 7 months after posting my application. It's so slow, I can't go abroad, and I don't know when I can get it back. And Simon, who's in London, says, my wife applied for a spouse visa in November 2012. It's still being processed, but we've been advised that the earliest we can expect it to be granted is October 2013, 11 months later.
This texter says, I would prefer to remain anonymous, but I used to work for UKBA. There used to be a perfectly good telephone-based booking system in place, but it was cut by the government in 2011. This is Clive, who says, I listen with interest to your piece on UKBA. I have Russian friends that like to visit on a regular basis. Getting a tourist visa is just as bad. And Sandra in Wiltshire says, what is these people's crime? They're sat on the computer for hours when the applicants are not willing or able to do so. Well, the answer to that, Hannah, is that it's not a crime, but it is explicitly against the rules of UKBA to apply for one of these appointments in somebody else's name and then sell it on at a profit.
Yeah, and you're not meant to pass them on. But an immigration advisor has also been in touch on the text saying, while it's against the rules to block book appointments, which some of these guys sitting in Turkey and elsewhere are doing, simply paying someone, he says, is not against the rules, but we'll question that one. Not sure.
Yeah, well, we believe it is, based on what we know of the UKBA's rules. Keep your comments coming. You can email goldberg@bbc.co.uk. You can text us on 85058 or on Twitter. We're at BBC5Live. Let's talk to Susie Ibalati, who is a moderator of one of the immigration internet forums. Susie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Adrian. Morning, Hannah.
We're pretty confident that this is against the UKBA's rules. That's based on our reading of them. But what do you make of the morality, if you like, of people who in some cases sit for hours at computers abroad and clicking and grabbing these appointments as if, in the case of Ilias, it's a full-time job?
Well, as with most things, unfortunately, when there's a shortage, people profit from this, which is what is happening. Now, I'm a moderator on two different immigration forums, and over the last few months, I've seen increasingly that we have these people coming onto the forum, often very smart. They actually come on as a normal member, they post a few comments and join in a few threads that are running, and then they, you know, I'm one of you, and then they actually come out with the, but I can help you guys, you know, I can get an appointment for you, email me. They never say a price. Quite often they log in under different login names, so they look like different people that are on there. So you can take one off and another one appears. But I see the problem is you back to the root of the problem is the fact that the appointments are so scarce. So they're profiting from if they can get hold of them, they'll sell them on, which is human nature. People do that. It's not right, but it's what people do. But I see the misery every day, virtually, of people that have been waiting for months. They can't get an appointment. They've had to send their visa for renewal by post. They've been waiting maybe 6-8 months. I had someone this week whose grandmother's dying. He wants his passport back, but if he has his passport back, he withdraws his application and he then can't return to the UK because he wouldn't have a valid visa.
And if he tried to get his passport back and then book one of these one-to-one appointments, it's very much a lottery as to whether or not he would do so, even though clearly this person is willing to pay and is to all intents and purposes a good UK citizen.
Yes. I mean, and I can understand someone in that situation. If I had someone in the family who was very ill and I was desperate to see them, I would pay, to be really honest, I would pay whatever I could afford to pay to actually go to see them. So I don't, you know, you can't actually condemn people who are buying the slots from people who are selling them illegitimately. But on the other hand, if the UKBA would sort their system out, the people that are selling these would be out of business because people would be able to get their appointments, or they could send their applications by post, have it as it used to be, that you could have a visa within sort of 4 to 6 weeks instead of 6 to 8 months, maybe a year, with no knowledge of what's happening to your application. The actual communication between the UKBA and applicants is just about nil. You get a helpline, which isn't much help, that just says it's being processed. You can't even ask until 6 months have actually gone by. You've got people who've come here on fiancé visas, got married, they can't work until their visa's processed. So they're hoping to have a double income, but they're having to survive on one income. That can go on for 6-8 months.
And what kind of costs are you hearing about being quoted by these middlemen who are breaking the UKBA rules and selling on these appointments?
Well, they never quote a cost. In fact, they never actually say on the forum, they don't actually say that they're going to charge. They actually say, I can help you get an appointment.
That's absolutely right, because when I was on, Susie, they say, I can help you, you contact them, and then they bring up it's £100 to £200.
Yeah. I mean, actual other members, when you're watching, before you actually get rid of the people, because we clear them out of the forum as quickly as we can, but by that time, they've probably sent a personal message to someone, which we can't stop in that time. So they've probably made communication or people have emailed them before you can spot them on there. But, you're quite right. They will say they'll help you. When other members ask, are you charging for this? Who are you? They never say. They never put a price. So it looks almost that they're going to help you. They're doing you a favour. But they don't never show that it's a business.
Susie Abelati, thank you. But as we've been hearing, Hannah, in some cases we know that people are charging around £200 for this kind of unofficial service. Isn't there any other way, though, of getting your visa reissued without having to meet an immigration officer face-to-face? We've spoken a bit, haven't we, about the possibility, at least, of applying via the post system?
Yeah, of course, you can do that. You post off your passport and your documents. But the problem with this method is that, as we've heard repeatedly, although the UKBA website states it should be posted back within, say, 4 weeks for a work visa, in practice, people are waiting 4 to 6 months, and even 10, 11, 12 months in some cases. During that time, you can't leave the country. If you're waiting for a spouse visa, you can't work or even earn money, which Susie hinted at. So the delay in dealing with those postal applications is one of the big reasons why people end up looking for one of these face-to-face appointments.
OK, let's get a word with Monica. Monica, good morning to you.
Good morning, hi.
Now, as I understand it, you've submitted a postal application because you were another person who couldn't get one of these face-to-face appointments when you tried. Just tell us a little bit of your story.
OK, so basically, I am married to a British citizen, so I was looking to apply for a further leave to remain visa. So the choices were to either get a booking one-to-one or to apply by post. Now, on the website, it makes it look really simple, the UKBA website, that, you know, you just register and book an appointment online. But the real case, it was nothing like that. You had to stay up past midnight. I did it all. I stayed up till 2 a.m. for over a week trying to book an appointment. It just wasn't happening. So I thought, you know, I don't want to risk it. Time's running out on my current visa. I'm just going to apply by post. I posted up my application on the 1st of November. I haven't heard anything since. They took my money out instantly, like 2 days straight after.
So they've had your money, and 3 months on, you've heard nothing after applying online.
Yeah.
And as I understand it, somebody mentioned this earlier, you're actually not allowed to make an inquiry
until six months after you've applied. Exactly. So you could either, after 6 months, you could either write to your MP and ask them to expedite the case, or, you know, you have to wait 6 months before you can call up the UKBA asking them for the situation, where they would probably just tell you, you know, it's still being decided by the caseworker, sorry, we can't help you. So it's really frustrating because, you know, I want to take my husband home for my traditional, you know, New Year festival coming up. It's my dad's 60th birthday. It's just all in the air. I can't book flights. I can't do anything. I'm quite trapped here.
Well, our sympathies to you, Monica. Thank
you
very much indeed for joining us on Five Live. As I say, getting lots of reaction to this today. You can text us on 850588, email goldberg@bbc.co.uk, or on Twitter, we're at BBC5Live.
On DAB Digital Radio, digital TV, downloads and online.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
5 Live investigates with Adrian Goldberg.
In about 7 minutes' time, live coverage starts of the fifth round of the FA Cup on 5 Live. That will be kicking off at midday with Chelsea against Brentford. We've also got commentaries today on Manchester City against Leeds and Huddersfield Town against Wigan, all in the fifth round of the FA Cup. First, though, our story this week on 5 Live investigates another UK Borders Agency fiasco. The supposedly new and improved online system for renewing visas doesn't work. Booking an appointment is virtually a full-time job, forcing people to buy appointments from foreign middlemen or from solicitors or immigration advisers. Solicitors and immigration advisers are guaranteed a certain number of appointments. Now, they're not allowed to sell the appointments themselves, but usually only give them to people who sign up for an expensive advice package. Let's get a word on that with Philip Trott, who is an immigration solicitor and who has raised problems with the premium appointment system with the Home Office on behalf of the Immigration Lawyers Practitioners Association. Hello, Philip.
Good morning.
So, are you making lots of money out of this, then?
Hardly lots of money. The way that solicitors run their practice is that they give advice and they charge for the advice, and they will try and get a premium appointment. And as a practitioner, we have a dedicated, allegedly 25% of available appointments, and we haven't had one since November, probably October, November.
So even as an official immigration advisor, as a specialist, and in theory having 25% of the appointments allocated to people in your field, you're having difficulty getting the appointments.
They're not available, and the reason why they're not available is because there are those out there who are, according to UKBA, harvesting the appointments in false names. And as soon as they've harvested the appointment at some hour in the morning, they just sit and wait until they get a real-life client. And when they get a real-life client, they insert, by some miracle of technology, the real person's name into the harvested appointment slot.
This harvesting of appointments, as you say, and certainly as the reaction we've got from UKBA indicates, and we'll have that in full in a moment, that they know this problem is going on, and indeed they've known this has been going on for a long time, but they don't seem to have done anything about it.
Yes, it doesn't seem to be on the wit of man with modern technology. To be able to block it off. I mean, they say that they can't actually block it off so as to stop the name coming through again, because the person then just gets another name and another IT address and starts all over again. But I think the biggest problem is one of capacity, because if there are not enough appointments, then the way around it is to create more appointments and also to stop stop the harvesters, however you do that.
Yes. Ed texts to say, Philip, he says, I was lucky enough to get an appointment by logging on at midnight, so he was one of the few who did get through. But he only asks a question. He says, which is worse, the UKBA colluding with solicitors to allow them to charge customers an extra £800 or so-called illegal agents logging in as you and charging £100?
Well, I'm not sure the UKBA are colluding with solicitors. They're saying that if you choose to use a representative, the representative might, and I underline the word might, have the opportunity of getting an appointment. But my own experience and those of my colleagues in the immigration law sector have had a similar lack of opportunity.
But
what some people are doing is logging on at 3 a.m. From countries like the west coast of America.
Philip, it is the case, isn't it, that even solicitors and legitimate advisers are using the premium online booking system meant only for individuals to try and get appointments. And people have sort of pointed out that they think that's a bit unfair because even though the chances of getting one are slim, they'd still only have to pay £300 rather than going through a solicitor and it costing £800 to £1,000.
The clients sometimes say to us, would you log on using my account? I mean, that's something which you're not meant to do, and so we don't do it. We only use the account that's available for agents.
Well, what we know at the moment is that many people who want to get their appointments aren't getting them. The system appears to be in chaos, and yet people living abroad are able to cash in on that chaos by selling on the appointment. So, Philip, stay there just for a moment. Hannah, let's find out what the UK Border Agency have got to say about it. It's what is unquestionably a mess.
Yeah, I mean, they say that they're aware that a small number of individuals and organisations are attempting to speculatively or block book appointments to sell on for a profit. And they say they're changing the system to prevent that type of abuse. They say that anyone found to be misusing the appointment service in this way has their access immediately withdrawn. Interestingly, Craig Box has tweeted in saying, instead of paying the £300 premium fee at your appointment, why couldn't UKBA charge your credit card when you book? And that's something else that the UKBA say they are going to consider to try and stop this abuse.
OK, yeah, thanks very much indeed, Hannah. Thank you to Philip as well. No doubt we'll get more of this next week as we react to this on next week's Five Live Investigates at 11. Don't forget you can catch this programme again on the BBC iPlayer or via our podcast. Just put Five Live Investigates podcast into your search engine. Thanks for listening to the Five Live Investigates podcast. And don't forget, if there's something you want us to investigate, you can send an email to goldberg@bbc.co.uk.